That's right. This is The Pulse, bringing you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong,
and I'm Off New Thing. This week, time for another album review. This time, taking a look at the sophomore album of producer, multi-instrumentalist, and singer-songwriter Steve Lacy. The album's called Gemini Rides.
That's right. That's all coming up. But first up, here's a quick-fire new segment that we like to call... By the way, some news about Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny, and on his fourth studio album, En Verano Sin Ti, which released in May. The album made history this week by topping the Billboard 200 albums charts for the 10th week, making it the biggest album of the year so far, beating out the soundtrack from the movie Encanto. It's only the 9th album since the year 2000 to spend at least 10 weeks atop the charts, and the only one in all Spanish. It's also the first album to spend the first 18 weeks on the chart in the top two. Previously, Drake's Views spent 17 weeks in the top two. Back in May, En Verano debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and was the second album in history to do so, with his 2020 album El Ultimo Tour de Mundo being the first. En Verano has sold 2.3 million units as of September, making it the second best-selling non-English album in US history, and is on track to become the most consumed of the year in the US, and is already the biggest event in music across the globe, breaking streaming records. I've not given this album a chance yet, but after this kind of news, I very well might.
Good bunny. By the way, in case you don't already know, Mariah Carey recorded a secret alt-rock album back in 1995, while simultaneously recording her fifth album, Daydream. But this wasn't known until she revealed that fact in her 2020 memoir, called The Making of Mariah Carey. According to her, it was just for laughs, but that it also got her through some dark days. After spending all day recording her actual album, she would reportedly make punk rock music just for the fun of it around midnight onwards, inspired by other female-fronted rock bands like Hole, Garbage, and Sleater-Kinney, reportedly channeling her frustrations about her marriage into the music. But Mariah Carey's label at that time, Sony Music, were not happy and refused to release that record with her on lead vocals, as they were afraid it might confuse her pop fanbase. So she was forced to remove her lead vocals on that record and had to replace it with her friend Clarissa's voice. She could only appear in background vocals and had to use pseudonyms. The full album was considered lost for many, many years, but in a new interview with Mariah Carey, she revealed that she finally found it, and it might get a proper release after all, with the real Mariah Carey lead vocals. It's something nobody asked for, but with rock coming back in a big way real soon, I'm sure many people would want to hear it. Yeah. I'm very curious.
Yeah, this is a really interesting parallel universe, right? From Mariah Carey. Imagine if she continued on that whole punk rock trajectory, she could very well have claimed to be the original Avril Lavigne.
Wow.
Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm actually very curious to listen to that album too. On to some tour news now, and zooming in on Disclosure, the prolific British sibling duo who, along their highly successful tracks, have produced music for some of the best vocalists on the planet. They're of course known for their dance floor bangers that could easily get bodies moving. However, the pressure of success and constant performance can burden even the most talented and young of artists. Recently, Howard Lawrence, the younger brother of Disclosure, came forward with a post on social media expressing the need to address his mental health after years on the road. 10 to be exact. For the duo's upcoming Australia tour, Disclosure will be one man short, with Howard dropping out of the 6-date tour, with older brother Guy manning the booth solo. Howard is the latest UK artist to pull out of scheduled shows in order to focus on their well-being. Earlier this week, Sam Fender cancelled his remaining US tour dates. Meanwhile, Artist of the Month alumni Wet Lake cited mental and physical health issues after dropping out of shows in Denver and New Mexico.
Well, speaking of tours, by the way, Jack White will be making his way to Malaysia for the very first time ever. Mm. This will be part of his Pacific Rim leg of the Musicians Tour, called the Supply Chain Issues Tour. The Grammy-winning rocker will be playing for the very first time in a few Asian countries like Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, South Korea, and the Philippines. The show will be happening on the 16th of November at Zepp KL. Do note that it's on a Wednesday, but why not? Tickets will be up for sale tomorrow onwards for Live Nation members, and on Friday before general ticket sales. It'll be a freestanding concert with tickets going for 228 ringgit each, excluding ticket fees and booking charges. Jack White is widely credited as one of the key artists in the garage rock revival of the 2000s and has 12 Grammy Awards under his belt, while having three of his solo albums reaching number one on the Billboard charts. When his second studio album, Lazaretto, dropped back in 2014, it broke the record for most first-week vinyl sales since 1991. He's also ranked number 70 on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time list. And as a fun fact, he also wrote and performed the James Bond hit in 2008 alongside Alicia Keys, making them the only duo ever to perform a Bond theme song. Plenty of time to start saving money before the 16th of November.
Yeah, for sure. And he might play that Bond theme on the 16th, so do mark those dates down, right? Only natural for us to end off this segment with a Jack White tune. Here it is. What's the Trick? Jack White. Stay tuned. This is The Pulse on BFM 89.9.